Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We start getting a little deeper into the NFL season, and our next guest who is in studio can help us certainly with the NFL, help us with college, USC. Jason Sealhorn, fastest white guy on the planet. What up, Jay?
Don't know if I can help with USC.
Man. We'll get to that. Oh, boy. What's happening, man? How are you?
Not bad, yeah. Just living life. Groundhog Day. Kids are in school. Get up the same time every day, take them to school every day, pick them up every day, put them to bed, yeah.
We were doing something in the park for New York Roadrunners and the New York City Marathon. And I haven't seen you in like years,
forever,
it feels like. I was like, yeah, you don't age, man. You still look good, look young, feel young.
You are as young as you feel, or at least as young as you act. How about that?
Yeah.
And I act. Not appropriately.
How old are your kids, by the way? You
said 16, 14, 10.
Good athletes?
The second one's a really good athlete. The first one doesn't care.
Okay.
Yeah, Tiki and I had that conversation earlier. Yeah. He's got the same situation. They just, you either have it or you don't. Like, it's not a matter of whether you can play. It's a matter of whether you're going to put in the time, dedication, put in the effort to be good at it.
Yeah.
She'll play everything. But the only time she cares is when they lose.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, if you would have worked harder, maybe you wouldn't have lost. Yeah. Whereas the other one is a great athlete and works hard.
How long have you been retired now?
16 years.
16?
She's 16.
Oh my God.
So in 2003 was my last year when she was born.
Yeah.
And she turned 16 in October this year.
So she has no idea, really.
No clue.
Wait, she was conceived in St. Louis then, not in New York with the Giants.
No, she was born in October.
Gotcha.
So
okay, I gotcha.
So she doesn't have an idea about your competitiveness.
No, well, she's figuring that out.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I am sharp and direct and move on. Like, we're going to have the discussion if you want to have the discussion, but if you're just going to complain, well, I'm going to shoot it down with this fact. Mm-hmm. You either ask about that fact and we go on further, or you say no. So perfect example, well, Finn, if you want to work on it on Saturday, let's go down the park. Let's go kick the ball. Let's do Saturday. All right, that's your answer.
There's your answer.
There's your answer. Okay.
Jason Sealhorn is with us here. You know, Jason, with Eli getting sent to the bench, obviously Tiki, a great Giant. You're a former great Giant, but you don't live in New York. You're in Charlotte, and we'll get to Cam Newton. I'll get some questions, some thoughts on Cam. I know you're very close, at least proximity wise, to the Panthers. But you're not directly in New York or New Jersey right now. So I'm curious, what is your perception of your Giants? Where are they? What's going on with the Giants?
First perception is, why would you get rid of a talent like OBJ? Well, last time I checked, like, he doesn't get in trouble, does he?
No. He's just a pain in the butt.
Okay, so he's got an attitude. I'm sorry. There's a lot of athletes with attitudes.
Yeah.
You don't just move them because they have an attitude. So that was my first issue. I was like, huh. I don't have a problem with the selection of a quarterback. You know, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to these QBs they had. They felt like he was good. Take him. Okay. We'll see. You know what I mean? What I did have a problem with was them holding on one more year to Eli. Instead of just grooming the young kid from the get-go with maybe a veteran, and the expectation was less.
Mm-hmm.
The problem from the outside that I saw was when you watch the Giants, you felt like the expectation was to win. Hence the reason they brought back a 17, 16-year vet.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't bring back somebody for his 16 or 17.
16.
They didn't bring someone back for his 16th season to groom a rookie. They brought him back to win.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring in somebody else to groom a rookie if you plan on losing. You can go the Dolphin way.
Exactly.
Go the Dolphin way.
Yeah.
But that was my issue. So 2 weeks in, you're like, ripcord.
Yeah.
And I'll go to the rookie.
And we talked about this earlier. We were up in Central Park because when it happened, and Jason missed this, the transition from Kerry Collins to Eli, it wasn't really Kerry Collins, which would have been somewhat similar because Kerry took us to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We loved Kerry Collins. Mm-hmm. But Kerry went elsewhere, and they brought in who they thought was a washed-up, done quarterback in Kurt Warner. Obviously, that wasn't the case because he goes to Arizona and takes them to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
But we brought in someone who was expendable in our minds, at least from a Giant standpoint, that was going to mentor Eli, give him a couple games, and then we're going to throw Eli in there. It's different this time because they allowed the emotion to stay. And I wonder, Jason, because you remember the era that we were there, the late 90s and then into the early 2000s, it felt like there was always a plan. You know, yes. Like with the Giants, like we're drafting this guy. We're going to draft Sam Garns. We're going to draft, you know, Pete Monty, even if he's going to be a special teams guy. Like we knew what the plan was. Does it feel like the Giants don't have a plan?
It's too difficult for me to understand from afar because I don't live in New York and read the papers on a regular basis. No, from an outsider. What is the plan? Like, what is the plan of going, you know what? We just gave this receiver. I'm going to go back to this one a lot. We just gave the receiver all this money. He's a superstar. Superstar. You don't find superstars everywhere. You have one, all right? Manage his ego. But then you draft a rookie quarterback. How nice would it be for that rookie quarterback to be thrown to OBJ?
That's right.
And now Shepard starts, they don't have anybody. So
they got Golden Tate coming back after the suspension.
But he's not here.
No.
That's my point. Like, they don't right now. I'm going here and now.
Yep.
And so when you talk about plan, what is the plan? Because you've got a stud back that you're going to just kill.
He's a once-in-a-lifetime guy.
But you're going to kill because, I'm sorry, I'm defensive coordinator of any team in the NFL, and I'm playing the New York Giants. Guess what I'm going to do? 8 in the box.
Yep.
Daniel Jones, go ahead. If you can beat us throwing the ball as we mix up coverages, as we disguise, as we do what you deserve to win then. But you're not going to beat us with the best player on your football team. So he gets beat up.
Listen,
In
year two. I've been saying for a couple of years now, Giants have lost their way. The Giants for a long time were a model franchise, and they're lost. It's like a rudder of the ship right now. They've got to fix it. But to defend them for a moment, it's not easy saying goodbye to a guy who won two championships, man.
No, BS.
Come on, what do you mean BS? You got to be careful with that.
Are you serious?
Really?
Like, sports is now nostalgic, or sports is wins and losses?
Only you
in New York would say that.
Certain situations.
Oh, my God. I did not ever feel the camaraderie of the fan going, hold on to him for another year. They're like, move his ass out.
Yeah, but you were a quarterback.
Doesn't matter.
That's
like,
different.
I've seen two people in all my years that I've witnessed. Didn't Jordan go, by the way? I've seen two people in all my years, and it's Derek Jeter and Eli, where they make excuses towards the end. Like, I felt like Jeter could have played until he didn't want to play. Mm-hmm. Like, he could have said, I want another year. They would have been, okay, Derek.
Yeah. That's tough. It's tough to
But why is it tough? It's about wins and losses. And the way you're supposed to be is subjective as a general manager, as a head coach, as an owner.
And it's callous.
Production.
Yeah. And it's callous.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. And it has to be.
It has to be callous. It has to be cut and dry. It can't be emotional. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be based on the performance. That's why you pay him these money.
He's absolutely right.
But I have nothing against Eli. I don't even know Eli.
Yeah.
Okay? But I'm just saying the production value isn't there anymore. It wasn't there at the end of last year, and you knew that. And everybody thought that was the swan song.
Mm.
And to Tiki's point, you do not have a 16-year vet groom a first-round pick.
You don't do that.
Like, I remember a
conversation. It didn't work with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Didn't work with Tommy Maddox and John Elway.
You're right.
Tommy said it was the most miserable 2 years of his life.
Yeah.
He goes, John Elway had, I think it was 12 more years or 10 more years when they drafted me in the first round, okay? And back then, you wouldn't take a guy in the first round unless you felt like he was going to play.
Mm-hmm.
John won two Super Bowls after that. I know he lost a few before, but he won two after that.
Yeah.
And they drafted this guy as the heir apparent. Tommy's like, you have no idea what it's like to go into that locker room, in that meeting room. Okay, so same scenario. This guy's got a couple rings. Mm. He's the leader. He's the franchise face, right? And you draft a guy to come and take his place, and you want him to groom him? That doesn't even make sense. Yeah. To your point,
Jason
what's
Sehorn.
The direction?
Yeah. Jason Sehorn is with us. Go ahead,
all right, so take us down to Carolina where you spend your days nowadays. And I'm sure you follow football because you're a sports fan like I am. The Carolina Panthers are interesting, and Cam Newton is interesting. He's finally, I'll give him credit for this. He's finally starting to say, yeah, this is on me. I got to look myself in the mirror. I got to do some soul searching. But does it feel like down there that he's done? His peak
the sentiment
is gone.
Is it's all about the shoulder right now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the sentiment. And so there's three things on this. First is, oddly enough, the same guy that traded away OBJ traded away Steve Smith. Got rid of Steve Smith. I'm like, whoa. I mean, why would you get rid of that guy?
Dave Gettleman, by the way. Giants general manager.
True. Yeah. Josh Norman.
And
remember that?
Steve Smith still had productive years. And they have not had a number one wide receiver since Steve Smith left. They've tried. All kinds of guys in the first round, they wash out.
That's fair.
Out. Now, the second thing is Cam Newton, from a physical stature, think about the history. We're 100 years of the NFL. There is not another QB as big, as fast, and as strong as him, ever. Can't name one. They don't exist. You might find a faster one, maybe a bigger one, maybe a strong one. That combination, if you ever see him in person, He is physically imposing. He is a huge man and can move. Now, where they failed him, they never gave him fundamentals. He has none. He throws off his back foot every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, he didn't have Andy Reid. Like, he's never had a QB guru. He's never had somebody teach him how to play the position. And then I look at, you know, and it's not the best example, but Peyton and Tom Brady, and they get a lot of flack because they can't move around. They don't look athletic. They're clearly athletic, but if you watch them run, you're like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. he plays the quarterback?
It's a 5-flat.
But guess what they do?
No, it's worse than
five,
that. It's like 4-5-6.
Jeez.
They execute flawlessly with their fundamentals.
Yep.
They know the defense better than the defense knows the defense. And I don't feel, as a viewer, that Cam's ever had that grasp. And not because he doesn't want to, but because he's never been coached. His first QB coach was Ken Dorsey.
The former quarterback from Miami.
Why was Ken Dorsey an NFL quarterback coach? I'm just saying, what was his resume to say, you know what, we're going to give you one of the most talented people in the NFL at the position to mold and shape.
Mm-hmm.
Why him? It didn't work because Cam's a pretty strong individual, and I promise you, wasn't there. He must have looked at Ken Dorsey like, nah, I'm not doing that.
This guy's going to bring my shoulder pads to the practice field.
You guys watch a game the next time he plays, and you tell me, I'm not even a quarterback coach, and I tell you, he throws off his back foot.
Mechanics are horrendous.
Yeah. He never throws. Well, that's mechanics, fundamentals, doesn't have any of it, but has all the tools. So they did him a disservice in two ways. Got rid of his best receiver. Whether he liked him or not, he still would have thrown to him if he was open, and never taught him how to play the position. And I mean taught him. Like, just look at Andy Reid, and I'm going to give him all the credit in the world. He turned Michael Vick, 2 years out of prison, back into a Pro Bowl quarterback.
That's right.
Okay?
He did.
He turned Alex Smith into a playoff-winning quarterback.
Jim Harbaugh did that too, though.
Yeah, but
fair.
When Jim Harbaugh had a great team in San Francisco, I think they got rid of him. They let him go. They didn't want him.
Talking about Harbaugh.
No. I'm talking about Alex Smith.
Oh, for Kaepernick, 100%.
But my point is, like, they were like, you go. And then Andy Reid gets like, oh, good.
I'll take him.
Yeah. And then Mahomes.
And he won 11 games three times, right?
Like, we can look at Mahomes now and go, oh, yeah, I see that. I didn't see that when he was at Texas Tech.
Nobody did.
I didn't see that kid.
People are lying who said that.
I see an NFL MVP.
Nobody saw him as an NFL MVP in college.
It just goes back to the coaching really makes a difference at that position, probably more than any other position in the NFL.
That's right. Jason,
and
you can hang around for a segment?
Yeah, sure. And they just did that poor kid down there a disservice.
Nice. Okay, we got to get to your school. Then we can critique Carolina Panthers. We can critique the Giants and this. Let's get to USC coming up next. What do you have to say about that? If that last segment was good, I can't wait to hear this. USC is a disaster.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.